This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
To go ahead and talk about Philly's chances in the Super Bowl, Vegas says it's going to be an interesting one. We'll see what WIP Night Show host Tom Kelly thinks on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Tom, welcome to the show.
Thanks, guys. Thanks for having me on. Excited to talk about the game, but did want to mention real quick, heard your update coming back. You guys don't want Ben Simmons. All right, just a heads up. I know he's meeting with the Cavs. You don't want Ben Simmons.
I kind of do.
Yeah, I kind of do, too. Tell us why not, Tom. Is he just that much of a headache?
Yeah. I mean, he can't shoot. He quit on the Sixers a few years ago. Maybe just our personal experience, but not the biggest Ben Simmons fan in Philly.
But, like, other than that.
other than all that, he's great. Yeah, other than all that, he's perfect.
So can you just tell us, because you've got now, I believe, 3 Super Bowl appearances in the last 8 years here. It's the Friday before the Super Bowl. What's that like? As a Browns fan, I have no frame of reference for this, and really nobody does.
Yeah, man, it's crazy. I mean, it's unbelievable that we're in this spot for the second time in 3 years because, hey, like, for a lot of my life to start out, the Eagles were pretty bad. I didn't see them in the Super Bowl till 2004. Obviously didn't win one until that one in 2017. But, yeah, I mean, the team has been built really well by Howie Roseman. It's incredible they're in this spot and facing the Chiefs again, and they were so close a couple years ago, and we're all just hoping they can get over the hump this time on Sunday.
Do you guys, like, argue over whether or not Jalen Hurts is good at quarterback or not?
Yeah, we do that pretty much all the time because it's been – and I know it probably seems crazy, especially coming from you guys and what you've seen in Cleveland, but it's been such a weird year with this offense and with Jalen because they are so reliant on Saquon Barkley. And Saquon's been so incredible this year where Jalen hasn't been asked to do a ton. And honestly, he's probably regressed as far as throwing the ball. The question, though, here is, like, can he do it when the Eagles need him to do it or if they need him to do it? Now, everybody feels a lot better after the NFC Championship game. He was tremendous in that game against Washington. But I think the big question here is, like, if they're in a shootout on Sunday and they can't shut down Patrick Mahomes and Saquon's not going to be able to, like, lift them completely all the way, can Jalen carry them? And that's something that's been highly debated. I think people feel better about the NFC Championship game. But it's one of those things that we have not really seen this passing game win a game for this team this year, and it's still a question of whether that's something they're going to be able to do if they need to do it.
Tom, I'm actually a Jalen fan because that Super Bowl 2 years ago, I thought he got robbed of the Super Bowl MVP. I don't give a damn that the Eagles lost that. He outplayed Mahomes, and Mahomes was no slouch in that game. So you speak to the regression. What has caused him to not look like that same player? Because that whole season, plus that Super Bowl, he looked like a top-5 quarterback across the board.
Right. Well, again, it's weird, and I think part of it is the function of being on such a dominant team, where they, like the Eagles, after the first 4 weeks of the season, they were 2-2. and Jalen had a decent amount of turnovers, and his biggest issue last year was turning the ball over. And I think an emphasis after their bye week in week five, and the first game they played after the bye was against the Browns, was they didn't want Jalen to turn the ball over anymore. And he's done an unbelievable job at not doing that, at protecting the football. But it's almost like it's gotten to a degree where he's so adverse to taking risks sometimes that at times it feels like it's holding the offense back. And to this point, I mean, he hasn't needed to do it. And they've been able to win in other ways. They haven't needed to throw the ball all that effectively. And that's the big question is, like, can he do it if they need him to? And it's one of those things where Jalen's such a weird player because he deserves a lot of credit for, I think, you know, managing the game the way that he has this year and taking a backseat, because part of that's on him to sacrifice. He's sacrificing numbers. You know, he's sacrificing taking shots down the field for the betterment of the team. It's just finding that balance between when to take shots, when it's okay to be aggressive, and at the same time not turning the ball over. And it's one of those things where it's just been very weird to watch, but it's worked for this team the way they've been doing it.
All right, Tom, stay with me on this one. But like the way I view the Eagles are, you know, like Thanksgiving, some families, they get in like big arguments, and usually that's pretty problematic. I feel like the Eagles are the family that gets in arguments, but when you get in arguments, you're like, I'm home. Like, this feels good. Is that, how does this work for the Eagles?
Are you just talking about the city of Philadelphia, or are you talking about the Eagles?
With the Eagles. How does it work for them? They're constantly, it seems like you guys are constantly fighting. Seems like nobody likes anybody. You guys are reading books on the sidelines, and then you are the one team in the NFL that can continue to thrive that way.
Yeah, and it is kind of appropriate with the city. I mean, that's what we do. We're always yelling at each other. We're always fighting. And it does seem like that's the way it goes, and when this team has been faced with adversity, that's when they play their best. I mean, after the Carolina game, that was when A.J. Brown comes out in the locker room and he gives a one-word answer about passing being the team's biggest issue. And Brandon Graham on his show the next night on WIP is ripping A.J. Brown. And you think, okay, well, this is a great season. It's about to fall apart. They come back the next week against the Steelers and they play one of their best games of the year. And it seems like they've rallied together earlier in the year. Nick Sirianni, the game against the Browns where the Eagles won, but it wasn't impressive. Sirianni's getting into it with the fans on the sideline. I mean, people are calling for his job to that. It was to that degree where the frustration from last year, the way things started, the players rally around him and they end up really turning the season around. So it is weird. It feels like they thrive off of dysfunction at times. And it's been one of the strangest seasons because there has been this kind of turmoil. It hasn't been smooth sailing. But then you look at it, they haven't lost the game that Jalen Hurts has played start to finish since September. So it's been a crazy year here.
All right. It might have sounded like I took a shot at Philly. I meant that out of love. So it might sound like I'm taking the shot at Nick Sirianni. I also mean it out of love. There are so many times you look at that guy and you're like, what a dodo. And then he's got like a 704 winning percentage in his career. Is he a really good coach? Like, is he a truly great coach? Or is he just blessed with one of the most ridiculously well-built teams in the NFL for the last 3 years?
Well, yeah, and this is another thing that's debated constantly. And I think he's just a really good coach. And
what is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
And, you know, he goes to the Super Bowl in 22. Last year, things end in disastrous fashion, and many people, myself included, thought it was probably the right move to make a change. I mean, they completely collapsed at the end of last year. They start this year 2-2. I mean, he shaves his head. He's yelling at fans. He's bringing his kids to the press conference after a week 5 4-point win over the Browns. And it's like, what's going on with this guy? But the players buy into the things that he's saying. Like, you can hear he has these certain cliches, these certain things that he preaches. And the players in press conferences and stuff repeat them. They seem to really buy into his message. And that's the thing. It's unconventional. It does look stupid in a lot of ways from the outside. But in the end, it doesn't matter what any of us think. It matters what the players think and whether the players care about him, players respond. And the players clearly really like the guy. And I think early in the year, he was making an effort to be more subdued, to not let his personality show as much. And the players went into him during the bye week and they said, if this is going to work, we need you to be you. We need the emotion to come out. And that's when the Browns game happened and all the craziness happened. But I do think the players really respond to him. And I think him not being as involved with the offense this year, being more of a culture guy, a connector in the locker room, has really been helpful. And I bought in. I think he's just a really good coach. And it's not conventional, but it definitely works for this team.
All right, I want to go a little nitty-gritty here. Because what's the status with Dickerson and Juergens? Because I feel like Chris Jones up the middle, if the Chiefs are going to wreck you, that would be how they do it, as they were battling injuries last week. Are they better?
Yeah, that's a big question. I mean, they're both going to play. There's no question about that. Landon Dickerson said there's no way he's not going to start this game. The question is just how effective can they be and can they finish? Because last game, Cam Juergens didn't start. Dickerson starts at center. He injures his knee. Juergens has to come out and replace him in the second half. So I would think Juergens is the lesser of the two concerns. Like, I think he's going to be fine. He looked good in the second half of that game. He's had 2 weeks to recover. Landon Dickerson, I know for a lot of his media availabilities and stuff this week, he was sitting during them. I don't know how much that means, but that knee injury looked pretty bad to the point where he had to come out of the game at halftime. He could barely walk at the end of the first half of that Washington game. So they're both going to start, and I think they'll be all right. But Dickerson, I think, is definitely the bigger concern of the two.
Tom, how much are people talking about the refs? Because it sure seems like every team that has been beaten by the Chiefs wants to make sure they knew going in they couldn't beat the refs.
Yeah, and I'm not a ref guy, to be honest with you. Like, I look at it, and I know the Chiefs get a lot of, and Mahomes gets a lot of calls. I don't think that's a Chiefs thing, though, as much as just a great player thing. Like, great players are going to get calls. You know, Mahomes going to get calls. LeBron's going to get calls. It's just the way it goes. And the way I look at it is the Eagles can't put themselves in a position where that's going to determine the game. Like, the last Super Bowl, that was a call that was a ticky-tack call. Probably could have been let go. Probably should have been let go. But, I mean, I looked at that game, and I look at Jalen had a bad fumble. The Eagles gave up a punt return to set the Chiefs up inside the five. So I think if they control the things they can control and they play the way they're capable of playing, this game doesn't need to be left in the ref's hands.
Tom, I think this Eagles team is the best team that the Chiefs will play during this potential three-peat run. Obviously, you know a lot about the first Eagles team and now this one. Is that accurate, or do you feel like the first Eagles team was better?
No, this team's way better. I mean, and it's crazy to say because that team was really good, but this defense is so much improved where the secondary that year really wasn't that good. The linebackers were just okay. I mean, to have Zach Bond this year, the guy has been unbelievable for this team. He's the best linebacker the Eagles had in 20 years. I mean, you look at the secondary, Quinyon Mitchell, Cooper DeJean, these guys as rookies have completely transformed this defense. And, I mean, the biggest difference is on that side is having Vic Fangio. I mean, Vic Fangio coordinating that defense as opposed to Jonathan Gannon is a huge deal. They totally fell apart in the second half 2 years ago. And then you look at the offensive side of the ball. Guys, I can't tell you what it's been like watching Saquon Barkley this year. Like, I didn't think in this day and age in the NFL a running back could have this big of an impact. This guy's been the best player in football this year. I think he should have won the MVP even as a running back. And I'm convinced that he is just going to go off and he's going to have a monster game on Sunday. I know the Chiefs have a great defense. They don't allow a lot of rushing yards. But going from Miles Sanders to Saquon Barkley on offense is a massive deal. And it's been incredible to watch him this year. So, yeah, I think without a doubt, this team is better than they were 2 years ago.
Well, Tom, it's really, really good for our ratings when somebody's either really bad or really awful. You guys get one side of the spectrum. So enjoy Sunday, and we sure appreciate you, bud.
Well, thanks, guys. Really appreciate you having me on.
Tom Kelly there, WIP Night Show host on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. We'll react to what he had to say about the Super Bowl. And I think there are differing opinions of what to expect and how amped everyone is for Sunday. That's coming up in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.